With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. On Wall Street, the market closed at an all-time high after Delta Airlines kicked off earnings season with a solid outlook for the rest of 2025, spurring an airline stock rally. U.S. consumers face sharp price rises on coffee and orange juice if the Trump administration sticks to its plan to slap 50% tariffs on all imports from Brazil. The proposed import duty would halt the flow of Brazilian coffee to the United States, its biggest buyer. Italian confectioner Ferrero is buying the century-old U.S. cereal company W.K. Kellogg in an effort to expand its North American sales. The Ferrero Group will pay approximately $3.1 billion. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage edged up this week, ending a five-week decline in borrowing costs for homebuyers. The long-term rate ticked up to 6.72% from 6.67% last week. That's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.